Well, that does me good. Praise the Lord. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Brother Desi. A life that's changed because of Christ, right? We all, those that are saved, we have a testimony. We've been through testing. God's changed our life. Some of us that got saved later on in life, there's a drastic change. Night and day. Amen? And He's still in the saving business. He still can change lives today. I love my testimony. I thank God for what He's done in my life. I can't believe I am where I am. I would have never thought, when I was a younger man, I would have never thought I'd be where I am. Just never would have come in my mind. And I'm so thankful. And I'm not even talking about just pastoring and preaching. I'm talking about the person I am. I never would have thought my life would be like it is with these kind of motives. These kind of dreams. You know, I thank God for that. John chapter 10. And the Lord wants to do that in everybody's life. God has a plan for each and every one of us. There's no accidents. God has you on His mind this morning. And with God, the possibilities are limitless. God's able to do far above, exceedingly, above what we ask or think. It's an exciting life. The Christian life is the most exciting life there is. I wouldn't give this up for anything. This is better than any adventure movie. A personal walk with Christ is an exciting adventure of this life. And there's so much to go. John chapter 10, I want you to read with me, starting at verse number 8. We'll read verse 8, and we'll stop at verse number 14. And let's read. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling is not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Let's pray now, Father. I pray that you would help me. I know, Lord, that you don't have to have me, but God, I've got to have thee. I'm in desperate need of thy touch this moment, this hour. And Lord, give me power to preach. I pray be a life-changing service. That we'd see lives changed, that our life would be closer to Thee, and help us. Lord, You said Your kingdom is not in word, but in power in the book of Corinthians, and I'm asking for power. And do me from on high, dear Father. Place Thy touch on my life. Help me in Jesus' precious, wonderful, holy name. Amen. You may be seated. Verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. The Bible's going to give us a discourse, a discussion on the Good Shepherd. I want to preach this morning on Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Jesus, the Good Shepherd. God likens us. He calls us sheep. And it's very fitting because sheep have to have a shepherd. Sheep are not the brightest of animals. Sheep, someone said amen, right? They might taste good though, huh? Well, just checking. Yeah, okay. Not the brightest of animals. Easily confused. Easily lost. Sometimes stubborn and don't go with the rest of the flock. I've heard it said before that you can take a sheep and lead him behind the house by himself and show him where food is. And then take him back to where you got him and do that for several days in a row. And then one day lead him back behind the house and leave him and not take him back, and he'll get lost and not come back where he was going the first time, you know? And that's about like sheep. They easily can walk off cliffs. And those that have been sheep farmers and herders, you know how easily they can do those things. And God likens us to sheep. And there's a sheepfold in the family of God. And God wants to protect us. Jesus is the good shepherd. And he's giving this truth because there's a lot of false prophets, false teachers, those that don't want to help the sheep. They want to hurt the sheep. The ultimate one, the devil, he's after your life this morning. All he wants to do is ruin you. All he wants to do is destroy you, not because he thinks much of you, but because he hates God. You were made in the image of God. You were given dominion over over the world. And the devil used to have dominion when he was in heaven before he was cast out. He hates man, man being God's special creation. And he's after you this morning. And Jesus wants to give us some teaching on the good shepherd. Let me tell you something. I thank God I'm saved. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that when I was 12 years old, I placed my faith in Jesus Christ. And I became a part of the sheepfold. Hallelujah. I'm a part of the family of God. I know Him in a personal way. He knows me. He knows my name. He calls me by my name. And I hear His voice. It's a great relationship. I don't believe in religion. I believe in relationship. We don't come to church because we are a religious group. We come to the house of God because of our relationship with Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. Now, the Good Shepherd, he truly is a good shepherd. Shepherds specialize in tending for the flock. They lead. They care. I've never seen a shepherd sitting down underneath a tree and having sheep bring food to him. You know, I've never seen the shepherd sitting down and sheep surrounding him with palm trees and cooling him. And he's like, oh, thank you. Yeah. Now, would you go get this? That's not how it is. The shepherd is taking care of the sheep. Amen. What do you need? Watch out for this. Let's not go that way. Come over here. I got my staff. I'm going to protect you. Sheep can't do any kind of protection. You know, they can't bite really. You know, they can't, they definitely can't run. I mean, a wolf come at them, what are they going to do? You know, they're not going to do much. That's a pretty good impersonation right there, huh? That little hop. But the shepherd's there to protect them. Sheep get in fights. They like to play King of the Hill. Who's seen that one before? I was driving just a while back down the road and glanced over to the right and there was some sheep in the yard. Sure enough, there had been a little pile of dirt, a mound. Sure enough, as I was driving by, I looked over and there was that one right on top. Who's going to come get me? You know, they play that stuff. And that's just like us. We're constantly fighting and bickering. And the sheep, they calm down when the shepherd steps in the arena. If the shepherd was in the backyard, the sheep wouldn't play that King of the Hill because they know who the king is and everything's at peace and ease, just like Christ. You know, a church will be full of chaos and bickering and fighting unless the church has Christ where he needs to be. And then everyone's on one accord. Amen. And that's the truth. And Jesus begins to tell us about the good shepherd. I want you to know that it's a blessing to be in the sheepfold. I love it. I'm glad my life's been changed. I'm glad I know Him. I'm glad I've got a future. I've got a life in Christ. I don't have to depend on the world to make me happy. I'm happy in Jesus. I'm joyful. I don't have to depend on a movie tonight to give me entertainment. I'm pleased with my Savior. I don't have to depend on Christmas presents to make me have a good Christmas. Christ is all I need. As the old song goes, Christ is all I need. Christ is all I need. All I need. That's all I need. The good shepherd. Let's look at some things about the good shepherd. Verse 2. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And again, before we go any further, I want to call your attention to two verses. Verse 11, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. We see that he calls himself the good shepherd. He identifies himself as the good shepherd. He says again in verse 14, I am the good shepherd. Now let's go back. Let's learn some qualities about the good shepherd. Let's see how beneficial it is to allow Jesus to lead you. The Bible says in verse 3, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. We see that Jesus knows His sheep. Now, this is a picture of a good shepherd, even a good pastor. But Jesus is saying, I'm the good shepherd. There's none better than me. So without question, we know these are His qualities. He knows us. Jesus knows us by name. He talks to us. He leads us. He knows us. And moving on, He calls them by name. You see that? It says, they hear His voice and He calleth His own sheep by name. Something mighty special about sheep and the shepherd. The sheep know the voice of the shepherd. And the shepherd knows them by name. He didn't say, this is my flock. He says, let me tell you each one. I've named them. And Jesus knows you by name. Jesus is so personal. He loves you. He wants to be there for you. He calls you out. Don't you love it when He calls you out? You say, I don't know if I've ever had that. Let me tell you something. You're missing out. I've had it when I've opened the Bible and my heart starts to flutter. I've read the Bible. I've heard preaching before when I knew the message was specific for me. And I've had the hairs stand up on the back of the neck. And I've had the tears start flowing down. Before I knew it, I was hearing His voice. Amen. And I was hearing Him speak to me through His blessed word. Calling me by name. I'm not somebody He don't know about. He knows me very well. He knows me better than I know myself. And He knows what's best for me. And He knows you. There's no accident with you. You're not a who am I. You're somebody that He knows by name. He cares for you. He knows you. He's a caring shepherd, a leading shepherd. Look, the Bible says He leads them and leadeth them out. What a caring shepherd. It says again in verse 4, and when He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them. And the sheep follow Him. The Bible says that Jesus leads them. You know, Jesus is not the good cowboy. He's the good shepherd. Cowboys drive the herd. But the shepherd says, follow me. I'm not going to drive you. I'm going to lead you. And He leads us with great example, doesn't He? Jesus is the greatest example. You say, how should I live as a Christian? Well, you got the best example by the leader, Jesus. Amen. Did good to others. Loved without having love given to Him first. Jesus, who gives the great example of purity and holiness and righteousness. The Bible says Jesus Christ the righteous. He's the example. He's the leader. How am I going to live this life? Because Jesus says, follow me. He says, I'll lead you out. I'll lead you through. You say, well, the storm is kind of rough right now. And Jesus says, well, follow me. I will lead you through this. He's a leader. He doesn't drive us. He leads us. Now, there are some times He has to put us out. You say, what's that mean? Look what it says in verse number 4. And when He putteth forth His own sheep, He putteth forth His own. Sometimes He has to help you. Hey, are you listening, sheep? Let's go, man. Come on. Come this way. No, not that way. He's got to put us forth, right? That stubborn one. That rebellious one. And you wonder why you got caught. My mama used to tell me, she said, Josh, honey, I don't know what you're doing, but I want you to know one thing. I'm praying that whatever you're doing, that everyone knows about it. Okay. Man, she put the fear of God in me. I'd come home, she'd say, Josh, come over here real quick. Come here, come here. I say, what? Come to the kitchen, come. I mean, she was hustling. Come, sit right here. Sit right beside me. I said, what, mama? I knew what was going on because she did all the time. Give me your hands. Okay. Dear Jesus, I mean, calling out just like that. Just heard me in the kitchen. I'm praying. Whatever my son's going through, everybody's going to know about it and that you deal with him. Boy, I was scared to death when I left mama's house. You know what? Sometimes God's got to wake us up. The stubborn sheep, the rebellious one. Sheep are stupid. I've been stupid before. You've been stupid before. God's had to wake your attention, whatever it could be. Sometimes He's done it by sickness. Sometimes He's done it by a loss of job. I know people that were so set in their way and so set in what they were going to do. And then one day they came to work and the boss said, you're fired. Maybe God's speaking to me. Yeah. Maybe God does those things to wake us up. Because if we don't follow the good shepherd, who are we going to follow? What direction are we going to take? You say, but the other shepherd. No, no, that's a robber and a thief that's after your life. There to steal, kill, and destroy you. It's only the good shepherd that's got the good intentions to make a life worth living. 5 minutes in the wrong place at the wrong time could ruin your life. 5 minutes of doing the wrong thing, the wrong time could ruin your testimony, ruin your reputation, ruin your life. And you know what? I think about young people and how important it is to do the right thing, because there's certain decisions you can make right now that will totally change the will of God for your life. Totally. God's forgiving, yes. But there are things you can do that totally changes what God really wanted for your life. No doubt about it. I'll give you an example. How important is it for me to follow my shepherd? What if I commit adultery, fornication, immorality? You know what? I can never pastor again. Period. What if I left my wife? We got a divorce. That's it. I'm done pastoring. There are certain decisions that I can make as a believer that changes my life. The destiny that God had planned out for me. Now He's a merciful and a gracious God that can give me a second chance and a second beginning and a new path. But there are decisions that changes everything. The good shepherd. The thief don't care about you. Amen. False teachers don't care about you. He's trying to warn us. That life is with the good shepherd. That life is following Him. The good shepherd, He calls us. He leads us. He puts the sheep forward. He says, hey, wake up. I got to straighten you. I've read things about shepherds that sometimes their sheep goes the wrong way. And as a lamb goes the wrong way. And these shepherds that live a life of out in the wilderness with them, that give their life living out there with them, they'll take the little lamb and break the leg. And then build a little cradle right in front of the shepherd and nurse the lamb back to health. And what they're doing is showing the lamb that safety is with the shepherd. They're teaching that lamb, as the lamb is getting healthy, that don't go wandering, but stay with the shepherd. And you say, how cruel that could be to do that to that lamb. But how much more awful would it be if that never happened, and when it became a sheep, it wandered off into danger and lost its life? Same for us. I thank God we get caught. Better than the other alternative of destroying our life. Amen. Thank God the shepherd allows things in our life to wake us up, to put us forth. Verse 5, and a stranger will they not follow. Did you know the good shepherd teaches? Amen. He teaches. Because the good shepherd teaches. Hey, he teaches. They don't follow the false ones. It's not because the sheep are so wise. It's because they've been taught. A good follower knows the voice of the wrong shepherd. Amen. You know why so many people follow these fake TV evangelists? Put your hand on the screen. And then send in a money order. They do that. I'm not kidding. If you send $19.99, I'll give you this holy water. Change your life. Don't you buy into that junk. I'm from Cleveland, Tennessee. It's the Church of God headquarters, man. I know all what I'm talking about. That's like the central block on the nation right there. That kind of stuff. You know, if people would just listen to the voice of the shepherd and follow the Bible, they would know that's not biblical. Because the good shepherd teaches. Why did you get sidetracked? Why did a born-again believer become a Mormon? How did they follow that other voice? How did they follow that other person and say, no, come, listen. God, first off, is not a man. I mean, God is not God. He used to be a man. That's what Mormons teach. They might tell you that they're just like us. They're not just like us. God used to be a man just like you and me, sinful. Well, that destroys the doctrine of God, because God is perfect. He died for sinful man because he's sinless. Amen. Well, how do people get caught up into that? By the way, ladies, if you're a Mormon, the ultimate goal for every woman is to be eternally pregnant and populate worlds. What a great, wonderful life that would be for a woman to give birth to babies for the rest of eternity. Isn't that wonderful as a goddess? Man, I don't know how any woman would want to go down that road, you know. You have one child, you're like, boy, I don't know about that kind of life, you know. Eternal population, you know. Well, that's what they believe. Well, how do people get caught up in that? I'll tell you how. They weren't allowing the good shepherd to teach them. Verse 5, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. Hey, let me tell you something, Bible believer. If you read this book and you listen to the good shepherd, you'll flee from false teachers and prophets. You'll flee from it. You'll have nothing to do with it. Because you know the good shepherd. For they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not. Let's look at some other things the good shepherd shows us. Verse number 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. You know what the good shepherd does? The good shepherd gives his life. He cares. Jesus, 2,000 years ago, came as the God-man, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life because he's God. He never ceased to be God, never ceased to be God one bit. He's 100% God and 100% man. He was born of a virgin. His mother was a virgin because he was 100% God. He didn't have the sinful seed in him. And Jesus lived a perfect life and walked around performing miracles. And he did all these things to show everyone that he was Jesus. He was the Messiah, the Christ. And why did he do all that? Why did Jesus leave the portals of glory to come born in a lowly manger scene? Hello. With farm animals around him. God, who spoke the world and creation, who said, let there be and there was. God, who made the world with his breath. Why did he allow his son to go be born with a bunch of farm animals in a manger when he ought to have been in a palace fit for kings as the King of Kings? I'll tell you why. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He didn't come to get ministered to. He came to minister to. He came to be the servant. He came to give his life. And upon Calvary's tree he went. Jesus went on the cross of Calvary and took all the sins. My little girl the other day, she was talking to me about the cross. Good conversations with family. Amen. She said, let me see how she said it. She said, Daddy, so when I sin, does that go up to Jesus right now? On his body? I said, oh no, honey, let me explain again. Jesus took the sins on his body that one time, once and for all. He took the past sins, the present sins, and the future sins of all the world. The person that's going to be born in 5 hours from now, that person, Jesus, has already died for all their sin that they're going to commit their whole life. Jesus came to lay down his life for the sheep. He came to give himself for the sheep. He didn't come so the sheep could serve him. He came to give himself. He served the sheep. He is the good shepherd. He gave his life for the sheep. 99 names of Muhammad, God, Allah, and the Quran. 99 names, but not one of them is Father. The first tenet of the nation of Islam, the first article of their faith, is that God is a supreme holy God and he's not personal. Well, that's unlike our God. Our God's personal. Amen. He died for us. Nowhere in the Quran does it teach that Allah gave his life for us to have eternal heaven and eternal life. It's the opposite way around. You have to give your life to Allah to gain eternity. It's the only way in the Quran that you know you'll live forever in heaven is if you give yourself as a martyr for Allah. But Jesus gave himself for us. Amen. It's totally opposite. That's the good shepherd. Allah from the Quran, that's an awful shepherd. Right. Who says, you give me your life. And by the way, if you gave your life, you'd wake up in hell afterwards. Right. That's the thief that come to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus, that's not him. He's the good shepherd. He says, follow me. He says, I'm the good shepherd. I gave my life for the sheep. Not only does he give his life for the sheep, but I want you to notice he cares for us. Look at this, verse 13. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling, careth not for the sheep. See, this is the way that most shepherds are done. Most of the time there's a one man that has a lot of sheep and he owns several pastures and he says, I need to hire me some under shepherds. I need some under shepherds to watch my flock. And those under shepherds, when you got a bad under shepherd, that under shepherd's not going to risk his life for the sheep. That wolf come, you know what he's going to do? He's running. He says, well, I'm getting paid how much money? Forget this stuff. I'm gone. I'm a hireling. That's all I am. Jesus says, God's given me the flock. And I'm the good shepherd. I'm not running on you. I'm not going to leave you when you're lonely. There's not a moment in your life where you're really lonely as a believer. I'm not going to leave you stranded when everyone else has left you. I'm still there. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. There's not one hour, not one dark moment in your life where you cannot find Him. He's there. He's wanting to be with you. He's the good shepherd. He's not a hireling. He's not running. He's there to be there with you. By the way, when's the last time you realized He's with you? He's with you. I promise you this, you have a dark moment in your life go on. It's not going to be a basketball that'll make you feel better. It's not going to be some movie you're going to watch that's going to cheer you up. It's not even going to be your friends and family. Your best friend can forsake you. Your family member can turn on you. But Jesus, He's there for you. He's the good shepherd. He cares. Now let me give you this and we're done. How do you get in the sheepfold? Not everybody's there. Hello? Everybody doing good? Not everybody's there in the sheepfold. How do you get into that family? How do you get into the place to where you can hear Him? He calls you. He leads you. He protects you. How do you get to the place where the good shepherd takes care of you? Because not everybody's there. Not everybody's in the sheepfold. Not everybody's where they need to be. Look what it says. He tells us, not only does He describe Himself as the good shepherd, but He describes Himself as the door. Verse 9. He says, I am the door. Jesus says, I'm the door if you want in. I'm not only the good shepherd, but if you want me to be the good shepherd for your life, I am the door. By me, He says. That just sounds so narrow. That's right. Heaven's only one way. By me, if any man enter in. Oh, man, listen, it says any man. You say, I don't know if He'd forgive me. We heard that prayer letter this morning of that gentleman that was in the prisons witnessing. And this guy said, I'm a murderer. He said, I'm a murderer. I've been told that because I'm a murderer, I can't go to heaven. And that young preacher opened up the Bible and showed him. No. If any man enter. Jesus says, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in. Look what it says. He shall be saved. 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 You know what that is? That's if you come in here, if you come in by me, through me, you'll be safe. You'll be safe. You'll be safe. You won't get confused by another shepherd. You won't be robbed, by a robber or a thief. He says, you come in by me, you'll be safe. I'll save you. Not only that, He says this, shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. That's a good life. Find pasture. You know what? The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk. He maketh me lie down and green pastures. My shepherd makes sure that I'm in a green pasture, flush. It's thick and full. I can lay down and eat. I don't have to look around and starve myself. He says, come with me. It's a plenteous life. It's an abundant life. It's a life that you'll enjoy. Hey, you'll be safe and you can go in and out and find pasture. Look what else it says. Verse 10, the thief cometh not. Now here we have Jesus versus the devil. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And let me explain it. He wants to steal your life. And when he steals your life, he'll kill your life. Sin always ends up with death. Period. And then you'll be destroyed. Your soul will be forever damned. Eternally in the lake of fire. That's what the devil wants to do with your life. He doesn't want you to be saved. He doesn't want you to know Jesus Christ. He doesn't want you to follow the Good Shepherd. He doesn't want you in the sheepfold. He wants you to follow Him so He can ruin and wreck and destroy. And even those that are saved, once you get in, the thief's still trying to climb the wall. He doesn't enter in the front door. He's trying to climb up over the wall. You go back in many parts of the world where, again, there's shepherds and they do it as a life to where they live out there with them. They'll lead their sheep and they'll lead them to like a little cave, or they'll get rocks and they'll build these little fences and they'll enter the sheep in. And always the shepherd will lay by the door to make sure nobody enters in. But it's a known fact that sometimes thieves and robbers come. And here's the thing about a thief and robber. They don't care about the life of the sheep. They're not going to care for the sheep. They're not going to jump over that fence and go, come, come. Oh, no, did I hurt your leg? Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to be gentle while I rob you. It's a known fact. When they jump over that fence, sometimes they'll kill them on the spot before they throw them over. They jump over it, they take a life and they start chunking. They don't care. Hey, that thief don't care about you. He don't care about you. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. That's it. Anything he can do to hurt God, that's all he wants to do. That's all he wants to do with your home. That's all he wants to do with your marriage. That's all he wants to do with your life. He wants to steal, kill, destroy. Steal, kill, destroy. But the good shepherd, look what he says. But I, he says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. What a great shepherd. Jesus says, the thief, he wants to kill you, ruin you, destroy you. Me, I want you to have eternal life. And then that life that I give you, it's going to be more abundant. It's going to be joyful. It's going to be a green pasture. Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm saved in the sheepfold. I'm glad I know His voice. I'm glad He speaks to me. I'm glad He calls me by my name. I'm glad He leads me, protects me. I wouldn't want any other way. My life has changed because of Jesus. He changed my life completely. He washed me in His precious blood, and I came out as a child of God and forever with Him. I don't have to worry about a ruined life. I don't have to worry about alcohol destroying me because Jesus is powerful. He's more powerful than one drop of liquor. I don't have to worry about drugs and all that wickedness of the world and immorality and fornication. I'm not listening to what they got to say because they're going to ruin and wreck my life. But Jesus, He is life. He gives life, and it's more abundant life. Hey, I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved. And get in the sheepfold. By the way, who are you listening to? Who are you following? Entertainment? Hollywood? Lady Goo Goo. Amen. Who are you listening to? Or are you listening to the shepherd? Listen, I'm telling you right now, that world will ruin and wreck your life because it's nothing but a thief and a robber. It wants you to be anti-God. It wants to replace everything in your life that has to do with God with this world. It wants to be perverted and nasty and wicked and filthy. It wants you to drink up your life and ruin somebody else's. I read a sad story in the Navajo Times the other day about a man that had been sentenced to prison several years because he killed a police officer in Chandler while he was drunk driving. Is that what you want? That's what the thief does.
Right.
Ruins, wrecks, destroys, steal, kill, destroy. Jesus, I've got life. And it's more abundant. Come on with me. I've never been sorry. Brother Lonnie, are you sorry for Jesus? I've never met anybody that said, I'm just so sorry that I asked Jesus to save me. I wish I'd never done it. Never met anybody on their deathbed go, why did I accept Christ? But I've met a lot of people that said, I wish I did. I wish I didn't ruin my life. I wish I didn't wreck my life. I read it again because I just thank God. Verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Let's pray. All heads about, eyes are closed. The good shepherd, he is good. If you're here this morning, do you know for sure that Jesus is your Savior? Not everybody knows that. Just because you've been to church, that's not the door. Church is not the door. It didn't say church is the door. By it, if any man enter in. Some people think they're going to heaven because they've been baptized. That's not it. It didn't say baptism is the door. By it, if any man enter in. You're not safe and sound with Jesus until you enter in through Christ. In Christ alone. Salvation is plus nothing, minus nothing. It's not what you do. It's what Jesus has already done. He died for your soul. He gave His life for the sheep 2,000 years ago. The God-man went upon the cross and hung between heaven and earth and took on the sins of you and me. Every bad thing I've ever said and done, every imagination that was wicked, every sinful act that's ever been committed by any man and woman, Jesus died for that penalty. He died for your soul. He suffered your sin. He took your place on the cross when you should have been there. And then 3 days later, He rose from the grave. He lives today. I will not embarrass you this